to the Careers for Kids podcast, where kids learn careers. This is Maxwell Valencia.
And this is Henry Morrison.
And today, we have Ashley Hyde from the Marketing and Communications team.
Wow, guys, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, thank you for spending your time to be on Careers for Kids a lot. It's really nice of you, and we hope we have a great interview. Now let's get started!
I'm ready.
So up for the quiz question, tell us what you're currently doing.
Currently, I am the social media lead and webmaster at the Westport Library.
That's really cool.
Thanks.
That's really nice. That
so, tell us more about your career and how you got to this position.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I used to work in music a few years ago. And
what an instrument?
My instrument is the computer, right? Believe it or not. So I'm kind of the person that brings the music like to the public online. So I worked with a band and I had to help them distribute their message to the world. And so I got really good at social media. Mm-hmm. That's how I got started.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So what part of your job do you enjoy the most and not really the most?
So the part of the job I like the most is that I get to make really fun videos. Like, yeah. I get to, like, you know, kind of just have fun.
Yeah, I've seen the Westport Public.
You've seen our social media? Yeah, so we get to make a little bit of comedy, and I think that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
My least favorite part is that social media can be a little bit of a tough place for your mental health. If, you know, no matter what comes on the screen, you have to protect yourself from, you know, so that's my least favorite part.
Yeah, there's some, like, people who are not really nice.
There's a lot of cyberbullying.
I mean, as the internet advances, there's definitely going to be more people using it for bad things.
Exactly. So
was this like the dream job you imagined yourself doing when you were a kid?
That's a great question. I don't think I imagined myself like as a social media person, but I always imagined myself as a creator, you know? I kind of wanted to either be like TV, or I wanted to be in movies, or I wanted to just kind of be a candid person. So I feel like social media is my way of being able to really do that. You know?
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I kind of like social media too.
Do you?
I started my own YouTube channel, but I kind of stopped using it because I realized there could be more productive things.
Yeah, but you know, you can make a lot of money on YouTube.
It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You skipped the question. Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Never mind. Okay, never mind. Bye-bye. Okay, yeah.
Whoever's listening, sorry about that. It's just kind of
we're fun. Having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. That's all that matters. Hope you're having fun. Then. Yeah. Who are your main idols when you were young? Like, who inspired you? Doesn't have to be like a marketer.
Doesn't have to be when you were little. Yeah. I mean, actually, kind of more directed towards that.
So, you know, it's a good question. I think one person that really stands out to me is Jane Goodall. I don't know if you guys know who she is.
Isn't she like a nature person?
Yeah, so she basically is one of the leading anthropologists that works with like chimpanzees and, you know, primates. And what I love about her is that she started her PhD at like, I think it was like 42 or something, very late in life, and she's still a legend. So it's never too late to do something incredible, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
I kind of like PhD at 42. That's pretty nice.
Isn't that
Maxwell's always talking about how he wants to like get ahead on his career and stuff.
You're gonna have a PhD by the time you're 15, my friend.
That's how I say. So why did you pick this job? Like, what made you do this? I mean, I know you wanted to, like, to connect with people and just be kind of out there, like you said, but like go a little bit deeper into that.
Sure. I'm really good with technology. I happen to have a really good skill set with computers and with graphics and video editing. So social media is a really good way for me to have all of these skills in one job, right? Like, I can edit videos, I can take photos, I can make them into posts, I can put them online, I can do digital advertising, so I can manage my computer, you know, all that. I code websites, so I can do all that stuff, you know? So it's the whole bag in one job.
I mean, even with our website, I think we even mentioned this in the last episode, but I had to code the backbone of our website, and I self-taught myself. I'm good, pretty good with computers, or at least I think so, but I'm more of like a hardware person when it comes to that.
That's how you get started, though. It's like you just start exploring your skill set, and before you know it.
Yeah. And what was the biggest highlight of your career, like out of your entire career? Which one did you like the most? Like, what was amazing?
Oh, such a good question. So the band that I was working with got nominated for a Grammy. We did not win, but they were on the Grammy red carpet, and that was a huge highlight for me. Yeah, it was really rad. And being able to take them from like their first music video all the way to a Grammy nomination, it's like seeing something through from start to finish. Really cool.
I like that.
Thanks.
And yeah, back to the technology thing, both me and Henry were really interested in technology. Like we said from last episode.
Yeah, he's more with like the software stuff. I mean, I made our website like pretty much from scratch.
That's
awesome. Had to code some.
What do you use? Do you know? Did you use WordPress or Wix or Squarespace?
We used Wix, but we got some like, I don't even remember what it was. We got some sort of deal to think where I actually had to do a bit of coding with that.
Wow.
So
cool.
I kind of self-taught myself. Yeah. Maxwell takes classes, I believe.
Oh, no.
He's gonna. But...
Yeah, I might take classes. Like, both me and him, we know some coding.
Yeah.
Especially him.
I'll tell you, the more savvy you are with a computer, the further you can get. Because everyone always needs somebody to help them with technology. Yeah. So often my job is, hey, Ashley, can you help me with this on my computer? Hey,
Ashley,
can you help me? Exactly. So when you're that person, you're always going to have a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, especially like technology is becoming more frequent.
And just like becoming a bigger part of our lives, even now. Like, it's been like, even since probably, I'd say like, especially like as like the Macintosh came out in like what, 84 or something, as that like more like consumer computers started to come around, more mainstream stuff. And
absolutely, I mean, I'm wearing wearable technology, you know what I mean?
More like into our lives since then. It's not just like things that are used by like government and stuff like that anymore.
Yeah. So, and like, then with the rollout of artificial intelligence, your generation is going to see some very incredible things.
Yeah.
Our last episode was literally on in artificial intelligence engineering.
All right.
What are the biggest challenges that you think you can be solved by like our generation that you would want us to solve for?
I need you guys to solve climate change.
You
got that one in the bag? Yeah, you got to do it, man. It's the future. It's the most important thing that we can do for ourselves, for our planet.
Yeah, you got to take control of the technology and the stuff we have nowadays and use it for that.
Yeah, we always have to think about resources. And we also have to think about hunger. Global hunger should not be a reason. We should not have global hunger at all whatsoever. So the fact that we still have that confuses me. So yeah, those two things, guys. I think you can do it.
Yeah. Like some people, they have lots and lots of money. Like not to be rude, but they have lots and lots of money and they can buy lots of food.
They could do a whole bunch more, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could do so much. But there's some people who sadly like can't get a job and they're suffering. It's just like, just getting food is so grateful for them. Some other people, them having food is just like a norm.
You know, we take things for granted when our table is full, but when our table is empty, we're, you know, grateful for what we have.
One like quote I heard is that you only see the true importance of things if they're not there anymore.
I get that. Yeah.
And if someone wants to follow in your footsteps in your careers, what would you tell him or her?
I would tell them to diversify your skill set, right? Yeah. Make sure you're good with your camera, you're good with your computer, you're good with your video editing software, you're good with your audio podcasting stuff. You have a whole little gamut of stuff. So that way, when you say you're a social media person, you can do it from, you know, all the way from I take pictures to I edit videos to I can do the advertising. That's you want to be able to do all
of
it.
I have a decent editing skills. I literally did a documentary for my have you heard of National History Day?
No.
It's like this competition that you enter. It's like this year was like a turning point in history or something. And you did a website, I did a documentary. And you had to kind of like show why that was a turning point in history and give a bunch of substantial evidence for that. And you like move on because it goes regional, states, nationals. We both made it in the states.
Really? That's rad. Which points in history did you guys pick to talk about?
Mine was technology based. It was the transistor.
And mine was 9/11. Definitely a bit of a darker topic.
Yeah.
But
sometimes we have to explore those to grow, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, my topic was also really interesting. To connect to my topic before, like being the transistors and computer chips, and before, like they had like a computer that take like two of these like in giant rooms, like.
Could you imagine walking into rooms of computers instead of just this little?
I just want to have a garage full of computers.
Garage full of computers.
Kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, it is. I've always wanted a library, and here I am working in one. Yeah. So, you know, you never know. You're gonna end up with that.
Too bad they got all that stuff out the makerspace. Yeah. I had a couple projects going on in there.
Did you?
Some old stuff.
Okay.
But
we still have our 3D printers going. So.
Yeah. But they removed it all for some reason because the guy that was working there, that he introduced me to the place, left a couple months earlier.
Oh.
And I guess he took all of, like, the donated stuff with him for some reason.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
The library removed it or something. Okay. So, like, it's pretty much empty in there now.
Well, we'll have to make sure that we report back that you guys want more makerspace stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no? Because I'm a volunteer there.
Are you?
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
Right, cool. Well, I can tell you guys are builders.
Yeah. The cool thing about technology is, like what I said before, we used to have an entire room. Then we came with like our desk, like a desktop, to our laptops and our lap.
Now it's kind of a big laptop.
Yeah.
You know.
And then became all the way the things we hold.
Yeah.
Like a phone and then your watch.
Yeah. Apple Watch. It's amazing.
Yeah. How that, like, even on your Apple Watch, that thing's probably faster than like a full fledged computer that takes up like a whole room.
Exactly. No, processing power is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Cool. What else we got?
What is your main life advice for kids listening to this
life
podcast?
Life advice? Whoa. All right, try lots of things. Even if you know in your heart of hearts you want to be a surgeon,
yeah.
Still go try to do something different just to see what's out there, you know, because I've wanted to be so many different things in life, you know, and so you asked me one day I wanted to be a flying trapeze artist, but what? Like, I'm very, you know, physically active because of that. So that's one part of my life, you know. I wanted to be an ER surgeon at one point, and I got my EMT license, you know, but here, and I got an anthropology degree because I liked the idea of maybe going to scrape fossils and go dig one day. So you can do many things. You don't have to just be one thing. So that would be my advice to your generation.
What do you want to be? I know this, but you know.
Tell me.
I want to be a businessman.
A businessman.
Yeah, I'm good at investing. Like, I was able to gain over 600% in stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like growth. You like to see the doubling of your money, your compounding interest.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to be like a computer engineer, technological engineer, stuff like that.
Cool. You guys have some really amazing goals.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to look into more stuff even after that kind of like.
Yeah.
Try as much as you can, guys.
Connected with me there.
Oh, years ago, I wanted to be a hockey player.
See? That's what I'm saying. I tried hockey and I got my finger run over by an ice skate. Swear. See that little pinky thing?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You just travel hockey.
Well, yeah. See?
I realized that not to be mean to hockey players, but there's some jobs that you can do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not all about your muscles and your
brains.
But it's also your brain. Your brain.
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, a lot of them have to make up like strategies and like tactics in their head to like play off the game. It's not just all about like.
Run.
The strongest. It's not all about like running.
Exactly.
Running at each other. It's,
And nowadays, I would say that athletes have to be businessmen. And if they're not businessmen, then they're probably not going to spend their money right. They might not make good investment decisions. They might not choose the right team. So just like how you want to be a businessman, you got to encourage your friends who are athletes to be businessmen too. Yeah.
Like this person, Kylian Mbappe, he's one of the best soccer players in the world.
Yeah, Mbappe.
Yeah, he got like $200 million once.
Exactly.
And he spent it wrongly. He spent like on a private jet.
See, those things happen. So if you don't have good financial advice, especially as a kid, and I think that might be something that you guys should also talk about in your podcast. It's like when you're going to have a career, got to know what to do once you start rolling in the money, right?
Yeah.
So then you got to be financially smart, right?
Yep.
Cool. Love it.
That's a wrap.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for allowing this interview. I'm sure more kids will be inspired by this interview.
All day long.
Thank you, everybody listening. Thanks for listening to the Careers for Kids podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. High five. You rock.